Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Regular and consistent resistance training, well, it provides many benefits, but items that we usually associate with resistance training, like barbells, dumbbells, weight plates, and big exercise machines, are heavy, expensive, and they take up a lot of space. So, unless you want to get a gym membership, then bodyweight exercises are the perfect strength training workout. But also, enter resistance bands. Resistance bands, also known as workout bands or exercise bands, are stretchy, elastic rubber bands or tubes that are used for both physical therapy and for general fitness. They have been around since the early 20th century when they were used primarily for rehabilitation on people with damaged muscles, but in the 1990s, they made a move into the fitness industry. And they've grown more and more popular ever since. Even high performers like quarterback Tom Brady herald them as their go-to strength-building gear. One of the most attractive elements of these bands is how compact and lightweight they are. They can be stored in your junk drawer, they can be tucked away in a cupboard, which makes them perfect for your home or for your office. The fact that they can be balled up and jammed into a bag or a backpack also makes them ideal for travel. They're also cost-effective. While you can easily spend hundreds of dollars purchasing a home weight system, you can find a good set of resistance bands online for about 20 bucks. Sure, you can get into the fancier ones with more expensive systems like the X3 Elite Band, but most of us will do just fine with the cheaper option. Resistance bands can feel a little unsteady or wobbly, which means that you will need to work harder to maintain good form, and you know what? That is a good thing. This instability factor means your workout targets what we fitness pros call your stabilizer muscles, as well as your other muscle groups. Where a weight machine may allow you to lift a heavier load, resistance bands allow you to develop greater control, which can make you more stable and protect you from injury. And unlike free weights or weight machines that only allow you to perform a limited number of movements, these bands provide resistance to just about any motion in almost any body position. With a little ingenuity and some heavy furniture to tie the bands to, you can do nearly any workout. Now you might be wondering, do resistance bands really work? Well, resistance band training, or variable resistance training, has been shown to be extremely effective. In some cases, resistance band workouts are even more effective than weights, machines, dumbbells, bars, and plates. A study that was done on Cornell student athletes, which included volunteers from the men's basketball and wrestling teams and the women's basketball and hockey teams, found that, and I quote, compared with the control group, improvement for elastic was nearly 3 times greater for back squat, 2 times greater for bench press, and nearly 3 times greater for average power. This means that when compared with some regular weight training chumps, the heroes doing the variable resistance training with elastic bands experienced double the gains in one rep max and triple the gains in overall power after 7 weeks. In another study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning, researchers tested variable resistance on a middle-aged, sedentary population of women. Now, this study showed that even low-intensity elastic band training was found to be at least as effective as the regular weight training, and when applied out in the wild, it's a lot easier to convince a sedentary population to do a workout at home with some nice elastic bands than it is to convince them to drive across town to the CrossFit box. So, I think that's a win-win situation. And a 2011 study that was published in Medicine and Science in Sport and Exercise found that variable resistance training showed greater anabolic hormone responses over conventional weight training, meaning that it provided a greater increase in serum testosterone and growth hormone than regular weightlifting did. These two hormones play a large role in both increasing and maintaining muscle mass, which often becomes a problem as we age. So, all right, how do you choose the right resistance band? Now, keep in mind that you cannot compare a resistance band with ye old-fashioned dumbbell. They behave differently throughout the range of motion, so you can't really say that a certain color of resistance band is equal to a certain dumbbell weight. The physics just don't really work that way. Now, if you want to learn more about that, there's an excellent paper on that subject in the Journal of Human Kinetics, and I'll link to that in the show notes over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com. But in a nutshell, when you lift weights, gravity plays the biggest role. Gravity creates more resistance when you lift a weight, but it also makes lowering the weight easier. When you use elastic tubing to do that same movement, instead of you fighting gravity, the band fights you in both directions. And then there's a factor called variable resistance. And variable resistance is just a fancy term that means the resistance you experience changes as you move through each exercise's full range of motion. Now, simply put, the resistance you feel will increase as you reach the end of the movement and decrease as you move back to the starting position. Think about a regular old elastic band that you might use in the office or the kitchen. When you stretch it out, it provides more and more resistance up to the point that it has no other option but to break. Well, resistance bands are the same. The elasticity of the resistance band makes it harder and harder to stretch the farther and farther you stretch it. And this isn't a bad thing. It just means that the force you exercise against changes throughout the movement or the exercise. Once we understand this, we can use this to our advantage by using various techniques to shorten and lengthen the band, depending on where we want more or less resistance. For example, this morning I wrapped more of the band around my hands to shorten it and thus create more resistance during my seated row exercise. So, okay, let's get back to how to choose which band to use based on the resistance levels. The bands you find online or at your local fitness store are color-coded. Most often, the level of resistance corresponds with the colors like this. Yellow is ultra-light, green is light, red is medium, blue is heavy, and purple is ultra-heavy. Now, in the same way we generally don't use the same weight of dumbbell for every exercise, you will likely change up the color of the band you use depending on the exercise. For instance, your bicep is a smaller and weaker muscle group, so you may use the green band for bicep curls. But for the more powerful leg muscles involved in a squat, you'll need the blue band. Different muscles have different strengths, which is why I suggest buying an entire set of bands rather than just one or two. All right, let's get into how to use resistance bands. Now, like I said, with some ingenuity and some creativity, you can do almost any exercise you would normally do with a weight using a band. There are also endless websites that will show you workouts that you can do with your bands, including my very own coaching website, brockarmstrong.com. Now, in the show notes for this episode, I'll embed a couple of videos, and the first video, I demonstrate a quick but effective upper body workout that you can do with any suitable gauge of elastic resistance band, and the movements in that video are bicep curl, tricep kickback, lateral raise, front raise, and standing row. Now, in the video, I do two sets of 5 reps of each of the movements, but you can choose the number of reps and sets that match the resistance gauge of your elastic bands and, of course, your current fitness level. Just make sure that you get close to failure while still being able to maintain good form by the end of each set. I'll also put another video in the show notes where I demonstrate how to get some ankle strength out of resistance bands. So in that one, I demonstrate some quick and easy ways to use resistance bands to strengthen your ankles, your shins, and your feet. Now this is what I call a prehab workout because it's designed to prepare your body for things like jumping and running. But you know what? The exercises do not end there. The good people over at rubberbandits.com have a library of exercises that you can do with resistance bands, and also Ace Fit has a database of exercises that you can do with your bands as well. So if you need some more inspiration, these are great places to go. I use them myself, and I'll put links to both of those websites in the show notes, again at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com. Now, here's an important warning. Because resistance bands leave you in total control over how you move and use the band, you need to remain focused on your form for each and every exercise. By including and using resistance bands in your fitness program, you can greatly improve your strength and your muscle definition without spending a ton of money or filling your house with bulky and expensive gear. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to tune in next week when I'm going to talk about whether or not frequent and consistent small workouts are as good as doing one great big workout less frequently. I think you're going to get a kick out of this one. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and play with some elastic bands.